In just a cup, in just a minute here, we're going to have Andrew McIntosh. He is a reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. And boy, there's a lot of big Boeing news today. And it's not just the big settlement. It actually is going to be a few other things. And Andrew should be on in just a second here. What we're actually going to be talking about, too, is it's not just Boeing. It looks like, you know, we might be lucky enough to get another aircraft manufacturer here, a smaller company, but not one that's insignificant given where air traffic is going. So I just want to now take a moment to welcome Andrew McIntosh to Cairo Nights.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
So let's just go in order because there's more news than we have. There's like a 2 hours worth of news on Boeing, but we'll make it as fast as we can. First off, this was released, I think, just today. Boeing entered into a sizable settlement with the Department of Justice. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. And the Department of Justice from the Northern District of Texas put out a release saying that Boeing and the department had reached a settlement agreement for the criminal investigation of Boeing that began after the two 737 MAX crashes, which killed 346 people. And so what the Justice Department prosecutors said was that they had sworn a charge of fraud against Boeing today in the file, and that Boeing had agreed to resolve the charges through a deferred prosecution agreement. Now, that's kind of legal mumble jumbo to say that Boeing agreed to pay a bunch of money to make this go away. And that includes, the press release included the ginormous number of $2.5 billion that Boeing was going to pay. But if you kind of scratch at that and pick at it a bit, then you see kind of like it falls apart quick. $1.77 billion was compensation to airlines for the suffering and chaos and money losses that they experienced as a result of the global grounding of the MAX. Except Boeing could offset that amount right away with what they've already paid the airlines in compensation. So no new money there. And then there's $500 million for a victim trust fund. Well, Boeing's already set up a $500 million trust fund, and nobody over there today would answer me when I asked if this is a new $500 million in addition to the other $500 million. So I'm thinking because they didn't answer that it isn't. And then you pull the curtains back on that, and that leaves you about $243.6 million, which Boeing has agreed to pay as a criminal penalty for deceiving the government, and particularly the FAA, as it worked to get as the FAA workers worked to assess the safety of the MAX. And if you want to look up the agreement, and your listeners want to look up the agreement, it's 58 pages long, and it's chock full of examples about how Boeing workers, two or three in particular, deceived FAA inspectors. But if you've been following this story for a while, the FAA ain't no innocent victim in this. They, too, played along, and they, too, recently were lambasted by a Senate committee which is responsible for oversight of the FAA and issues, basically for being in Boeing's, I don't want to say pay or back pocket, but being a little too friendly with Boeing and buckling under Boeing pressure to get things through. So that was part of the news today. So big headline, big number, but when you scratch at it, it's actually not a whole lot of money that Boeing is paying. And if you compare it to a year ago, almost to the day, Boeing's rival Airbus was nabbed and caught in a fraud, much like this one, for paying bribes to sell airplanes. In that case, nobody died. And in that case, Airbus paid $4 billion in fines and penalties across multiple countries, including $500 million in the U.S., which is more than double what Boeing just paid for instances where 346 people died.
Wow, that is really, really interesting. We're talking with Andrew McIntosh, Boeing reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. All right, Andrew, that is a perfect sort of recap of the Boeing settlement. Let's talk a little bit about Boeing real estate, which has been in the news. They're sort of the Boeing Skunk Works is shutting down. I don't know if they're selling that building. Certainly, Boeing has sold other property. I guess in some ways, this is going to help offset the costs that Boeing is now incurring based on the 737 MAX problem and the pandemic, correct?
Yeah, and this all began last October with Boeing Real Estate. Their CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, or bean counter, said that they were looking at everything in the company, every lease, every building, every factory, every warehouse, every piece of property they own, to see if they could ditch it, sell it, reduce it, consolidate it. And the goal was to get to a point where they had 30% of their footprint was slashed, gone, finito, done, closed. And the marquee items that have already been put on the market include Boeing Airplanes headquarters in Longacres in Renton. So that's a $100 million property going on the market shortly. So that's like the big headliner. They also announced this week, after we published our big cover story last week on this whole Boeing real estate empire sell-off, they're closing the Skunk Works, as you called it. It's the Boeing Advanced Composite Development Center, where they developed a lot of the secret research for the B-2 bomber, several fighters, strike fighter, Boeing's proposed strike fighter, and also the composite fiber wings on the Dreamliner that make it so fuel-efficient and a much better competing aircraft in the wide-body market than others in the world. So, but that is not going to hit the market. That's mostly, there's 29 engineers from Boeing that work in there in the airplanes unit. There's a few more on the defense side in there as well, and they're going to close it by the end of the year. However, people may have seen that headline in the Seattle Times. What they didn't see, and what I reported in the Business Journal, is that is a Superfund site. That is a contaminated waste site that is now subject to a cleanup agreement between the State Department of Ecology, and Boeing has been trying to clean it up for years, even injecting some kind of organic water into the ground to eat away at some of the contaminants that are in the ground there, from all kinds of metal plating and secret stuff that they were doing for years. So, but, you know, that's not the only thing. Already, Boeing has sold off properties in other countries. They sold off a maintenance and repair facility in Australia for a couple million bucks. They have taken five offices in Bengaluru, India, and consolidated them into one. There are rumors about Boeing's Chicago headquarters, which was moved out of Seattle years ago to take advantage of $60 million in incentives from the state of Illinois. That's coming to an end soon, and there are rumors that Boeing's headquarters may move somewhere else where they have office space, and stay tuned on my pages for that story. So there's lots of stuff going on in the real estate, but the thing we discovered in our cover story, and I'd urge your readers or your listeners to look into it, it was like a 4,000-word package. For years, as Boeing has expanded in other places, they've been reducing their footprint here. They sold over a half a million square feet of property in Kent, for instance, as they reduced the footprint out there. And there are other properties that we talk about that they have sold over the last few years. And so it was one of those stories where Boeing announced formally what it had been doing already for some time. Now, they had an option, you may remember, on Painfield property on the far side of the airport, over 100 acres of property there that Boeing had an option on. And this summer, they quietly walked away from that option and decided to not pursue that project as they pursued other projects in other places.
That is really interesting. That does say a lot about Boeing's, at least, short-term plans and potentially Boeing's long-term plans. Okay, we just have another couple of minutes left. Let's talk about the other story about maybe Boeing is not going to be the only company assembling airplanes here in Washington State. What is that all about?
Well, we broke a scoop, a big scoop, about what is widely believed to be the future of regional aviation. aviation, which is electric. Electric aviation and electric airplanes, either hybrid ones or totally all electric ones powered by big powerful batteries. There's a company in Israel that has offices here called Eviation. And they make the brand new clean sheet, as they call it, designed Alice airplane. If you look up Alice airplane and a business journal, we have photo galleries of this thing. It looks like the future of the Jetsons. I mean, this thing is beautiful. It's also way quieter. It also has a connection to Redmond. They have a related company that makes electrical airplane motors for conversion kits on seaplanes, for instance. And we all know how well those are with Harbor Air and the other airline in town. Kenmore, yeah, I couldn't think of it for a sec. But they're coming to Arlington. They have taken out two big leases at the Arlington Municipal Airport. They are building a new aircraft assembly and delivery and research and certification facility there. They are hiring. So if Boeing workers are listening, there are jobs on that company's website that they're looking to fill, and they're going to move people here as well. So that is a project worth more than, well, north of, quote, $10 million was what I was given. I think it's probably closer to 50. This is a company that has customers already waiting for planes. And so they just need to get it certified and approved by the FAA, and that thing will be flying. And a lot of cities in Washington State have lined up to become test airports for this airplane and flights. So Washington State wants to be the future of regional electric aviation, and this company would be a key player in that industry.
That is Andrew McIntosh, Boeing reporter and everything aviation reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. Andrew, thank you again for your regular appearances on Cairo Nights. We greatly appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mike, and also to the people from Cairo.
Coming up right after the break, Rachel Bell. Stay tuned.